Good morning and welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and a consultant, and I love helping people with their yards. So if you'd like to give me a call, you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967, and Colton will answer your phone call. He's our producer and doing a great job. You can also text your gardening question to 23680. The last hour we talked about moles and, people were, trying to give their remedies. But the best effective way to think about moles is, one, they are beneficial. They do aerate the soil. Two, they will take care of your bad bugs. They will eat grubs. So if you're having a mole problem, you may want to think about, do I have a pest problem that they're, coming after? That may be caused by overwatering. Moles like to dig in damp soils. So are you overwatering and creating an environment where you have a lot of great earthworms? Then the moles may be coming after that, and also your damp soil. They may be, just having no problem at all getting through that ground when it's wet. So the most effective way to get rid of them, and it's usually only one really hardworking mole or two that's causing the problem, is to trap them. And you can buy traps in the do-it-yourself stores, but you want to make sure that you understand that when you use traps, you've got to get rid of the moles. And so you're going to have to remove them and, make sure that they go to the mole heaven. So, go ahead and, check out the reason why you have moles. That's the best way to look at any kind of problem in your landscape. Is there something that's going on in my landscape that is causing the pest problem? All right. Also, too, if you have another garden question, you can call me 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text at 23680. So started a new item, and it's called Dirty Word of the Day for those of you who are listening. And it's the word of the day today is dibber, D-I-B-B-E-R. And so the dibber is a gardening tool first mentioned in Roman journals around circa 2nd century BC. This simple wooden garden tool remained unchanged until the 14th century, when they began to make tools out of iron to work with firmer soils and clay. In the 18th century, agricultural companies added a long-handled piece of metal or wood to the dibbers to enable farmers to plant crops without having to bend over. The two-system farm chore would have one person walk in front with the dibber making holes in a row, and the second person would follow planting the seeds in each hole. So in the Encyclopedia of Gardening from the 19th century, 1823, the dibber is a short piece of cylindrical wood, obtusely pointed and sometimes shod with iron on one end, and formed into a convenient spade-like handle. There are three types of dibbers. There are the common garden dibber, the potato dibber, and the forest or planter's dibber. And so dibbers make several holes for planting beans and other seeds, and the wedge-shaped dibbers, which in soft sandy soils are easily worked, and they help spread the roots better. The dibber is an extremely useful tool in the garden. So try to use dibber in your conversations this week. How about, honey, have you seen my dibber lately? Your heavy shovel will disturb the other roots too much, so I need to use the dibber. You can find all of my dibber dirty words that I provide each week, along with August What to Do in Your Landscape, my design tips, and more on betterlawns.com. All right. So if you have a gardening question you need answered to, you can call me. Colton will answer your phone call. And you can call 1-888-455-2967. I'm Teresa Watkins. And you can call me with any kind of gardening questions. So let's see. I'm going to go right here. My next guest is a good friend, Lisa Eldrib Steinkopf. She is called the Houseplant Guru. She features all things houseplants on her blog, thehouseplantguru.com. She's been involved in the garden center industry for over 20 years, and she's the best-selling author of Houseplants, The Complete Guide to Choosing, Growing, and Caring for Indoor Plants, Grow in the Dark, and Houseplant Party Fun Projects and Growing Tips for Epic Indoor Plants. In addition, Lisa has written for Better Homes and Gardens Magazine, HGTV, Real Simple, Horticulture, and Fine Garden Magazines. And so she cares for hundreds of plants in her home where she lives with her husband, John, and Henry, the kitty. And Henry the kitty. Wow, there you go. So join me in welcoming Lisa Eldridge Steinkopf. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you
this morning?
How are you?
I'm good, and I'm here.
You are here. You just visited one of my favorite events in Buffalo Garden Walk. How was it?
Oh, my gosh. I have been telling everybody about it. I can't quit thinking about it. I need to go back. It was wonderful.
You know, that was my first reaction when I went there. I said, everybody in Florida needs to go to the Buffalo Garden Walk. It was just tremendous.
It was. I met new people. I got so many ideas. I went to a fabulous couple houseplant stores. It was wonderful.
It was. All right. So, Lisa, we are going to be taking a hard break soon, but you're going to be giving us some secrets about how to transition our plants in the summertime and give them some stress relief.
Sounds good.
All right. We're going to be back.
We all need it.
That's right. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I have Lisa Eldridge Steinkopf with me, the houseplant guru. You're not going to want to miss it. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Starting again, and that means more children on the road. Always stop for school buses, avoid costly fines, and protect the children around you. When you're in a school zone, slow down and pay attention. Keep your eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. And remember, it is against the law to use a phone in a handheld manner while driving in a school zone. Put down the distractions and focus on driving so all children can arrive at their destination safely. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Jennifer knows firsthand that not all military trauma is combat related. As a sexual assault survivor, she left the service and tried to move on, but the depression and nightmares never left. Jennifer got the help she needed. Now, she works at the Florida Veterans Support Line, using her journey to help fellow vets find the support and resources they need. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
If adjusting to civilian life is hard, call me. I've been there.
This important message is for Medicare recipients prescribed medical oxygen who need a consistent supply. Inogen's lightweight portable oxygen concentrators safely and efficiently convert the air around you into medical-grade oxygen 24/7. If you're over 65, call Inogen now for your free Medicare eligibility check. A portable oxygen concentrator may be available to you at little or no cost. Stop worrying about getting cumbersome tanks refilled or dragging them around everywhere you go. Inogen carries a full line of affordable portable systems to fit almost every budget and lifestyle. Rediscover doing things you love, gardening, home improvements, or even dancing. Join almost 1 million people worldwide who have taken their lives back with an Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Call Inogen now. Get a free information guide and a free no obligation consultation. Remember to ask about our free Medicare eligibility check. Call now. 800-553-1831. That's 800-553-1831.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we have with us the houseplant guru, Lisa Eldred Steinkopf. Lisa, thank you for staying on with me and going through the break there. It was a hard break, and it came up quickly on me. We are in the dog days of summer. A lot of gardeners hang their plants outside during the summer. Do houseplants go through stress when that happens?
I think the most stress they have is us taking them out and then bringing them back in. Like, people don't realize that they can be sunburned. So you got to acclimate them. And then, you know, it is hard. You know, there's rain, there's storms, there's, you know, always make sure you have a drainage hole if you're taking your plant outside, because otherwise it will drown pretty quickly when it rains, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then there's insects too.
Right. You know, I feel like if I have a problem with insects, at least here I'm in Michigan, I take them outside because I feel like the natural predators take care of them. You know, inside it's me. I have to be the natural predator.
There you go. Oh, I can appreciate that. So do houseplants inside go through stress too?
Oh, sure. Because we got this air conditioning going and it's sucking all the humidity out of the air, and it's, you know, spider mites love that dry air, and they may be getting, you know, cold air blown on them. So in my second floor, I find out is, you know, heat rises. So it's hard to keep my second floor cooler, obviously, than the first floor. And so my plants in my bedroom dry out like very quickly because it's so warm and they're using up that water quicker. So I sometimes forget to water them as soon as I should.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So what are some houseplant maintenance to-dos that can help houseplants thrive this time of the year?
Well, at this time, you know, it's getting into August. Where I cannot believe it's almost September. So if you want to do a major repotting, if you're going to do it, you better do it, you know, really quickly, or wait till the spring, because now they're going to start slowing down, less sun. You're going to start bringing them back inside. And then, you know, start making sure that when you bring them back inside, you're going to acclimate them outside too. Start putting them in the shade, you know, putting in a little bit shadier place until you can bring them inside, so they're not so shocked when they come back inside to our dark home.
So orchids are a great house plant, and they do well outside. And then the temperature drops when they go from outside to inside or from inside to outside. That helps them bloom, doesn't it?
It does. I think it does some of them. I don't have a lot of orchids, but I do find that sometimes, like even the Christmas cactus, a lot of those, and definitely most cacti and succulents, if they get down really cooler, that lets them know that they're, it helps them bloom in the spring if they have that cold dormant period or that colder period. That helps.
So what are your favorite flowering houseplants for summertime?
What I really have been enjoying is, and I'm going to try it inside. I'm going to bring it inside is my gardenia. I walk up, and I know that's just an outdoor landscape plant for you, but it's when I walk up the, it's right at the end of my sidewalk, and I get out of my car, and that smell just greets me, and those big white flowers, it's so gorgeous. I love it. Most of my Hoyas are blooming right now, and that's a really hot plant right now. The bromeliads, you know, I love bromeliads, and I know you guys use them down there a lot, and I love them.
They're great for patios, and the Hoyas are great for patios, too. That fragrance is really nice, although I do find that sometimes the dripping of the nectar of the Hoyas, but it tastes good. Have you ever tasted it?
No, but I've been seeing a lot of people do that on Instagram. I don't think I'm that brave.
Oh, no, but it tastes good. But as long as you don't put anything on your your plants, you know, but if you'll taste it. I used to take the little nectar, the stamens and the exoras and just suck on them, the honeysuckle. It just is. It tastes so good.
I know. I've done that. I used to do that with clover when I was a little girl.
Yeah.
So
clover?
I guess out in the country.
Yeah. But so, the flowers and the clover. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Clover,
okay.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
I guess Hoyas. I've been seeing people do it and they're all still alive. So I guess I should try it. But yes, I always tell people if you're going to have a Hoya in the house, mine are all I have a brick floor in my sunroom. So I don't care. I probably wouldn't care anyway. But if you have a nice carpet or you have a nice flooring or you have a couch with your, you know, under the window where your Hoya is, you better move it when it starts flowering because it will drip on your, it will drip.
There, I so agree. So we were talking before the break about the Buffalo Garden Walk, which is the most fabulous garden walk that I've ever been on. It's just incredible. Were there any great creative garden ideas for houseplants and hanging baskets that you saw?
You know, the one garden I loved that had so many houseplants, she owns a houseplant store, which I met her, and we've been talking on Instagram now. It's been really fun. She had like one of those rattan swinging chairs, you know, that you hang from a tree.
Sure.
And she had all of her tillandsias tucked into the holes of the chair, like the caning of the chair.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, that is so cool. And she had all of her houseplants out on wall, and then on her fence, she had all these wall baskets, you know, like wall planters full of all her plants out for the summer. And I thought, oh, what a good idea. I'm not, you know, to have them in wall baskets so you can hang them on a fence much easier and then bring them back in. And I hope probably she has a wall in the house she hangs them on. I'm not sure. I didn't ask. But yeah, there was, and everybody was using so many begonias in containers. Like almost every container had
begonia. Buffalo gets so cold that Niagara Falls freezes and they're using tropical plants and house plants in their landscapes.
Yes, and in their containers, I was like, everybody, some of them were just full, just house plants. It was, if you can go to the Buffalo Garden Walk,
I know,
you
it's
should.
Just incredible.
I go to 20 around here in Michigan a summer usually, and that was, I think we hit 50 in one day.
I know, it's a lot of fun.
It was amazing.
So you're a wonderful best-selling garden author. I have all your books. They're amazing, and they should be part of every garden library because, I mean, houseplants have been popular during the 60s, and then they had a resurgence in the 70s, and I think they're back now for really people love having them. They're getting used to growing plants again. Your books are even translated into French and different languages around the world. So tell our audience how they can find your books.
You can find my books at, you know, of course, at your local garden center and Amazon. But if you'd like a signed copy and you live in the continental United States, you can go on my website, thehouseplantguru.com, and you can order them there, and I will sign them and take them off to the post office and send them to you. And that's a great Christmas gift. Houseplants are very big right now.
Well, I got the book for our daughter, my stepdaughter, and Genevieve and Jeff, and because they have a house that has no light whatsoever. So your Grow in the Dark book is just excellent for them. And their ZZ plant, I'm telling you, when we gave it to them, they, you know, it was just, it's a great architectural plant that looks great in the living room or on the patio. But they have it in the kitchen because that's where they have the most light access. And it just looks tremendous. It's grown. It's almost like the Little Shop of Horrors plant. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. It's amazing.
And I tell people, I say, don't grow it in the closet, but you almost could grow it in the closet. They really take, they can, you know, nothing wants to be in extra low light. A plant, you know, our plants don't want to, you know, they'll live in low light, but they'll thrive in a little bit better light, right? But
the
ZZ plant just seems to love it, doesn't it?
It doesn't. That and Sansevieria, they will grow practically, you know, just give them a couple of hours of light. You know, even the kitchen lights or your house lights do really well. The grow lights.
Yeah.
They do really well.
I used to take care of plants in offices, and I was amazed just by getting, you know, fluorescent light 8 hours a day for 5 days a week, how well they would do. It's kind of impressive. Plants are very, they want to grow.
They do.
I
was just going to say, do you talk to the plants when you take care of them?
I have to be honest. I'm not a plant talker. I know it's good because it gives them carbon dioxide, but I'm just, I mean, I always got the music going when I'm taking care of my plants
there
or
you
listening
go.
To an audiobook. So I guess I'm talking to them, right? Or someone
yeah,
else is.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm reading to them.
I used to work at the box store, and people would come along and go, oh, that doesn't look good. That doesn't look good. And I'd walk behind them. I'd go, you look just fine. You hang in there. We're going to sell you today.
Yeah.
And just to give them more encouragement.
Right.
It made me feel better anyway.
Talking mean to my plants.
There
That's
you
right.
go.
Exactly.
Lisa, thank you so much for coming on. I certainly appreciate it. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Teresa. You have a good day. You have a good week.
Yeah, thank you. We'll be talking soon. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And so that's Lisa Eldred Steinkopf. She has great books on houseplants. If you're struggling to grow houseplants, you need to have her books in your library. And you can get them on her website, thehouseplantguru.com. And she'll send you a signed copy, or you can find them online or in your major bookstores. They are really very popular, best-selling books. And Lisa is just fabulous. I just love her. So while we were talking to Lisa, my text messages, Colton fixed it. And so I'm looking at all of these wonderful text messages. So let's see if we can get through a couple. And one of them was, somebody said they were here. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. If we are, let's see, what's the absolute best fire ant product to kill them? Seems like all I'm doing is chasing them around. One, you want to make sure that you don't disturb the mound. Okay, be very gentle and careful around fire ant mounds, because if you disturb it, they are going to react just from you stepping and stomping around on them, and they will move the queen to another area and start a whole new fire ant hole. And so you want to make sure that you're very light and gentle and use a bait product, which you can get into your in your DIY stores, your box stores, and in your hardware stores too as well. And be very gentle, follow the label, put the granules out, let them collect it. They have to feed the queen. They have to take the bait down to the queen so she dies. And when she dies, the ant colony will die, all right? And so if you disturb it, and, there are some people who just pour hot water down it, it might not get to the queen. And what it's going to do is they're going to move. And if there's two queens in a colony, they will start two holes. So you want to make sure that you're very gentle around fire holes when you are putting down the bait. Bait is the best way to do it. You want to kill that queen. All right? That's important. How, when the turf is used, how is it disposed? Garbage or recycling? So this was about the gotta go grass. How is the turf used and disposed of? Well, you can just throw it away. You can recycle it. Because it is a plant material, so if your community recycles plant material debris, you can go ahead and reuse it or recycle it, or you can plant it out in your yard. That would be fine too as well. So garbage or recycling, that's up to you. We have, this is now the best time to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text. We have a lot of text messages to get here. So I am going to be getting on that. We have questions on poinsettias, honeybee infestation, Australian pine, and then good morning, Teresa. We have planted some boxwood. So I will be getting to all these text messages. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I chuckled as I read the words on a church sign, "Well, you've been asking me for a sign, sign God." Have you ever said, "If God would just show me a sign, if I could just see a miracle, I'd believe in him"? Well, it doesn't work that way. How did Pharaoh and the Egyptians respond to all those plagues? Their hearts just got harder. And the miracles of Jesus. People witnessed a man raised from the dead, and many who saw it wanted to kill Jesus. Sadly, throughout history, we find that most people's hearts don't change even after they see a miracle. Are you waiting for some sign or miracle to give you the proof that believe in God? Evidence for God's existence is everywhere. The revelation of God is found in Scripture, and most of all, in Jesus. You have to decide if you'll be open-minded enough to open your heart to Him and believe. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a garden question, let me help you. This is the best part of the show. I love talking to you about your gardening questions, and I can give you answers. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and I have a lot of text messages. Thank you so much. And so let's go through these one at a time here. So turf use, we use that one. When to speak to trimming poinsettias. So poinsettias should be trimmed back while they're growing. and that's during the summertime. And August is about the last time you can cut your poinsettias. So you want to cut, you can cut them back by a third and, you know, cut them back to a portion of the plant that has about four leaves on it. So you want to make sure that it still can go through photosynthesis and cut it back. Trim it back by a third. Don't trim them after September, the middle of September, because in October they start growing or start producing the bracts. The bracts start to turn red, and that's what you want for the holidays. So you've got about 3 weeks to go ahead and get your poinsettias trimmed back. And then next year you can go ahead and start cutting them back in April through about August. And then, you know, once a month you can cut them back if necessary to keep them nice and dense and thick. That's what the nurseries do. All right. Then we have ways to get a new honeybee infestation to move colony before it gets big. Call a pest company. Call a bee removal company. Okay. Because the equipment that you need to remove honeybees will include a bee suit, an EpiPen, all kinds of different tools that you don't necessarily have. Do not try and do it yourself. And the smaller the bee colony is, which if it's new, it's going to be smaller, the cheaper it's going to be too as well. So go ahead and get that bee colony removed as quickly as possible, but call a professional. All right, that's the best advice I can give. We planted an Australian pine and found out it was invasive. It is so invasive. It's beautiful, but do we have to destroy it? Okay, so here's my thoughts on this. You see Australian pines, we used to plant them along the beach areas. That was, you know, common practice till we found out how invasive they are. And I see them every once in a while in HOA communities where somebody has planted one. But they are invasive. They're not good for the environment. I would prefer you to plant something that's native, or a canopy tree. And so do you have to destroy it? I don't know. Is it the only one on the property? Are you up next to a conservation area? If you're up next to a conservation area, I definitely say remove it, okay? Because it's going to spread and it's going to take up space and take up, you know, resources that our native plants need, and that's not good for a conservation area. So if you're in the middle of 500 homes and you have homes all surrounding you and the Australian pine is not going to spread and you only have one, okay, I can see you not removing it. But definitely, if you're out in the woods, if you're out in the county area, you're up against, you know, a conservation area, habitat, a park, please remove it. All right, that would be the best thing to do. Good morning, Teresa. We planted some boxwoods that have turned yellow and have declined. Any suggestions? Okay, find out why it's turning yellow. It's something that it's more likely going to be a root problem or an insect issue. So I would definitely, how many plants are turning yellow? Do you have just one? If it's just one, it could be an issue starting. So definitely dig around the roots, see if the roots are nice and healthy. If it's being pruned too much, you might have gotten some disease issue or spread some insect issue on it. So find out why your plant is turning yellow. And I definitely take a picture of it. You can send it to me. Check the roots out. You can go to betterlawns.com and you can put in the picture there and I will get it. And I can look at it better and tell you a little bit more about it. Make sure it's being fertilized. It's getting enough water. Or not being overwatered. Root rot can cause the yellowing leaves. All right, check that out. So let's go ahead and go to a caller, Winston in College Park. How can we help you?
Good morning, Teresa. I was listening earlier, and a gentleman called in, and he wanted to use cooking oil in lieu of horticultural oil on his plants. And I liked your answer, but I would like to expand on it a little bit.
Oh, please do.
A horticultural oil is water-soluble. It will mix with water, whereas cooking oil won't. If you put cooking oil on your plant and the oil drips down into the soil, it's going to repel water, which your plant needs to survive. So never put cooking oil on anything that you want to grow.
Well, you're exactly right, Winston, and that's important. You know, that's why these products are researched and labeled, and they are sourced to be an outside or indoor use. The only thing you should use cooking oil on is rosemary, and that's in your pan.
There you go. I agree.
Thank you so much, Winston. I appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you.
All Bye-bye. Right. And so that was a caller earlier wanted to know the difference between horticultural oil and cooking oil. And it's very important that you use what's labeled for outdoor use only on your plants. That's the safest thing. Everything you can buy on the shelf for plants, with regardless of the chemicals in it, is safe to use when you use it only as necessary and according to the label. Okay, follow the label. The label's in the yard. My next test message is, I can't get rid of chinch bugs this year. I put down a granule and a liquid treatment and still have them. Any other recommendations? And I'm going to ask you, why do you think you still have them? Is it that the grass has not grown back? Or you want to make sure that they're still there. The dead area is not going to go away. So check to see if you still have chinch bugs. And what you need to do is you need to take a coffee can, cut out both ends. Of course, use it up first. Use the coffee grounds first before you cut the can up. But go ahead and cut the cans top and bottom. And then you want to take that coffee can and put it 6 inches outside the dead area. Now, that dead area is going to be where the chinch bugs were. It's not going to be where they are. They're going to be in your green grassy area. Put the can down into the ground about 2 to 3 inches. Fill it up with soapy water, all right, and then count how many bugs come to the surface. And you'll see the chinch bugs, and they could be in different stages, but usually they're black with white triangles on them. If you see their wings crossed, that look like triangles. And then count them. Then take the can up after you finish counting them, and then move it over about a foot and go all the way around your dead area doing that same process, putting the can in, filling it with soapy water, and counting the chinch bugs. If you count one or two around that dead area, and I would say about 3 to 6 feet wide, then you don't really have a problem anymore. The chemicals you've used have worked. The treatment has worked. If you're counting 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 chinch bugs, then you need to do it again. Follow the instructions and spot treat that area outside of that dead area. You don't need to do your entire yard. You only want to spot treat for chinch bugs in that area. Okay, now if you have several areas in your yard, then go ahead and follow the label, follow the instructions, and it'll give you a time frame on how often you can use it, and you want to do that. Okay, so try that. You may not have a problem anymore. It just may be the grass hasn't grown back, and you may have to replace the grass instead of keep treating it, and you really don't have a bug problem. All right, so what gardenia is a large bloom? Well, there are several in a large bloom, and so you can try the Augusta. If you will email me, I can go ahead on betterlawns.com, go ahead and email me. I will send you a list of all the large-bloomed gardenias. I've got to go to a hard break right now. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. You can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967. We still have plenty of time. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Thank you. Quality Green Specialists has a new expanded location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Browse thousands of beautiful plants, flowers, shrubs, and large trees, plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus, along with vegetables and herbs too. And don't forget our natural fertilizers and organics like azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. Now located at 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
A dog can be a best friend. Training and caring for a service dog can help veterans and active military cope with trauma and depression. Canine Partners for Patriots have asked homeless shelter dogs for help, and they're good to go. What we need now is your support. Honor and empower those with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and military sexual trauma. Join the battle to eliminate veteran suicide. Donate now at caninepartnersforpatriots.com. That's caninepartnersforpatriots.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you'd like to give me a phone call, 1-888-455-2967. That's 1-888-888-45-LAWNS. And I just had a text message that just asked what gardenia is the largest. And my favorite is the Augusta Beauty, the August Beauty, actually. But Miami Supreme would be the largest. It has the garden flowers are 4 to 6 inches. The others that are larger are the Amy and then Belmont and Mystery. And those are all between 4 and 5 inches. But the Miami Supreme would be the largest there. Let's go to Bill in Georgetown. Good morning, Bill. How can I help you?
Morning. No, this is a comment for you. I used to tell Tom this and he could never he can never recommend it because it's not really a tried and true method to get rid of moles, but it works. I use castor beans, and I crush them up, and I put a little rod in and just drop the pieces down in the holes, and they will flee.
Oh, I understand that. And castor bean is a, you know, toxic, chemical. But what we don't want people to do is to use it because the beans are very invasive, and you'll see the castor bean tree coming up, the plants coming up.
That's why I crush them. I break them up into pieces. Now, having said that, you want to make sure you wash your hands very good and not lick your fingers, or you won't be with us.
That's why Tom never recommended it.
I know, but it isn't a very effective method. But the only way to find castor beans is you have to go south of State Road 50.
We don't want to do that.
Very good. All right.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Let's go to the other Bill in Winter Haven. Good morning, Bill. How can I help you?
I wanted to address the problem with bees where you recommended to call a professional.
Yes.
I would call a professional apiarist.
Well, that's what I meant.
But you said an exterminator.
Well, no, I said a pest company. So I apologize. You are correct. But I said bee removal company. So that would be your apiaries. Too as well. Yeah. You are very correct. I did say pest company, but yeah, I just wanted to make sure that they didn't try and do it themselves.
A pest company is going to charge you, whereas an apiarist might even pay you for the colony.
That's a good point. I appreciate that. That's a very good point. They are in the, you can just Google and find apiaries, local apiaries, and, bee removal companies. And, if they will, they will. Very good. I appreciate that, Bill.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You call back anytime. That's great. Yeah. and when I said pest company, I was right. I just want to make sure that nobody tries it on their own. And when you get a text message and they tell you, we want to remove bees, how do we do it? It just kind of gets scary there just for a little bit there. So in the first hour, I did want to repeat this. Yesterday, they came out and said that OUC would like to everybody, and this should be for the whole state, to lower their water usage in the landscape because they were having difficulty getting liquid oxygen. And so this was on WFTV.com. Sarah Wilson and Darlene Jones, they had the article in the paper, but I also saw it on Channel 13 this morning. And I was really struck by it because you don't really think about the liquid chlorine, liquid oxygen necessary to help save COVID-19 patients. So the Orlando Utilities Commission has relied on the substance. That's what purifies our drinking water. And it's now in short supply due to a record number of hospitalized patients. And OUC said its supply is running low. And that forced the utility company yesterday to call on its customers to cut back on their water usage. We should only be watering twice a week anyway. If you're watering more than that, it's not necessary. And so irrigation accounts for 40% of its consumption, and the need to reduce it is very important so that they don't have to use the liquid oxygen as much. So OUC receives about 10 tanks of liquid oxygen a week for its 7 treatment plants. But deliveries have slowed significantly, and if they can just lower their water usage, then there'll be plenty of liquid oxygen then for the hospitals. So do your part, and this is just something little that we can all do is to reduce our water usage. Let's go to Lisa in New Smyrna Beach. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question about some pots in the front of my house.
Uh-huh.
I live less than a quarter of a mile from the beach, but I've had a landscaper tell me that I'm not in the salt drop line, and I have a good hedge buffer. Currently, this summer, I've had great luck with pentas and iris in my pots in the front, but the pentas are getting really leggy. That's part one of my question. Can I cut them back now? Will I get a second growth? And my second question is I'd like to leave the irises in there, but pull out the pentas at some point. What can I put in that could still take the heat of September, October? But is there anything that would look good into November?
Yeah. Okay, so your pentas, you can go ahead and cut back. There's no reason to get rid of them. Why do you want to get rid of them if you cut them back and they'll reflush again?
I was afraid you'd tell me not to cut them back. So
No. Okay. Pentas, the more you deadhead pentas, the more they're going to grow. They're perennials. So just take your fingers and just snap off the ones that have already bloomed, and then they will keep on blooming year-round.
I do that, but they've gotten rather leggy. How far can I cut them down?
Okay, so my standard, method is just to cut them back by a third. So if they're about a foot, take them down about 4 inches, and then you'll be able. That'll be just fine, and it'll flush right back out. Make sure that you're watering and that the soil in your pots is still has a lot of good organic material in it. So if they've been in the pots for about a year, you may need to replace some of that soil so it holds on to moisture longer.
Okay, and do I do another good fertilizing with just something like, Miracle-Gro late this summer?
I always use a slow release. Slow release is going to have the fertilizer last longer. Yeah, anything with granules, Osmocote, Dynamite, any of the slow releases fertilizers that you see, you can use.
Okay, do I have time for one more question?
One more quick question.
Okay, if I want to add a colorful flower for the fall, because I have plenty of room in my pot, what would I add?
I would add chrysanthemums.
Oh, of course. It was so obvious I didn't even think of it.
Yeah, and so get a color that'll coordinate with the pentas and your iris, foliage.
Okay, and I face south. It gets a ton of sun. That'll still work?
Yes. Oh, chrysanthemums love sun.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay.
And I can put those in now.
The chrysanthemums, you're not going to see them probably till about the end of September, October. But you can cut your pentas back now and get them ready.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm going to work. Thank you
so much, Lisa. Call back anytime.
Okay, bye-bye.
I would love to thank, we had Cherie Velez with Gotta Grow Grass this morning, and National Dog Day is August 26th, so I'd like to thank her for coming on today and telling us about Gotta Grow Grass. I really like that product. And then also to Lisa Eldred Steinkopf. She is a dear friend. She is great with houseplants. She is called the Houseplant Guru. You're going to want to get her books. You can get that at houseplant.com or anywhere online. Thank you so much for all my calls today and my texters. Thank you for coming in. That was really good. We'll make sure the machines are working next week. Colton, thank you for producing the show. I certainly appreciate it. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. See you next week. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.